Do we need a reminder of what love is? The word love gets thrown around quite a bit. We quickly go to the feeling of love or the emotion connected to something or person we love. I love cotton candy. I love my dogs. I love summertime because I love warm weather and I love to swim. I love my girls. I love my husband. I love when I get the laundry out of the dryer while it's still warm and wrinkle-free. See what I mean? In the Bible, love is characterized in four ways: romantic love, family love, brotherly love, and God's divine love. There are examples all throughout Scripture of these types of love, but Jesus showed us. He demonstrated for us what love is in that he laid his life down for us. There is no greater love than that, John 15:13 tells us. Hebrews 12:2 tells us that for the joy set before him, Christ endured the cross. That joy is you and me. The love Jesus displayed was so much more than words. That's my focus today because talk is cheap. We say we love, but do our actions display our words? Here is what love looks like. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. You don't read anywhere in there to love only if it feels good. True love, based on this very specific description in 1 Corinthians 13 of what love is, requires daily action. Love is patient. Have you been stuck in traffic lately? Have you been stuck in life lately? Okay, act out patience. Let go of the illusion of control and practice patience. Practice patience with your spouse. Practice patience with your children. Practice patience with those around you. That's love. Love is kind. Be kind. How simple of an action is this? Yet why is it often so difficult? For me, my kindness can run thin when my patience runs thin or someone is mean to me. I must act on love and be patient and keep no record of wrongs. So forgiveness is love that leads me to kindness because my way and what I think I should hold on to gets thrown out the window. See how this works? Love does not envy, does not boast, or dishonor others. Have you been jealous, comparing your life to someone else's? Maybe you're more on the bragging and pridefully opinionated side. That's not displaying love. Have you disrespected someone with how you've acted or what you've repeated? That's not love. God forgive us. Love does not rejoice or celebrate the evil around us. Love celebrates and rejoices in what is true. It protects those who need protecting. It trusts, hopes in all things, and love lived out like that never fails. We read what love is and what love is not so quickly that we miss the entire point. Love is a way of life, a life lived in Jesus every single day. The only way I can be patient with you, not be self-seeking or easily angered, not keep a list of all the ways everyone has done me wrong, is if I care more about what God says love is than how I feel like living, acting, or responding in any given moment. The Holy Spirit in me helps me when I am weak, move in love, even when I don't feel like it. That's what love is. That's the truth. Only walking in love can I truly live a life of love displayed for the world so they see the ways of Jesus way more than they see me. I'm Lori Klein.